subdued without much big business and commerce. Most of its infrastructure is low-density residential, and houses, mostly single-story, dominate the architecture, with the occasional block of flats rising no more than a few stories high. Aside from a church and a castle, the former dating back to the 13th century and the latter in the 15th, there isn't much in the way of sightseeing to be done in Kurram. The most interesting things that happen on any average day are the morning and evening rush as people from the town and further out make their way to and from their jobs in the larger city. On a Monday morning in early May 2007, a discovery was made that would go on to shatter the peace and relative obscurity the town had previously enjoyed, and its reputation would henceforth be one no settlement would want to be associated with. On the morning of May 7th, a new father tested a baby monitor of the type that relays video, which he had bought several months previously. His name was Edward Thredi, and his wife had just gone into labor earlier that morning. She was giving birth to their first child. One can easily imagine his excitement and anticipation as he unboxed the baby monitor, thinking about the child that he would soon be nurturing. As he switched the screen on, he received a bit of a surprise. Rather than the interior of his own house, what appeared was an image he considered at first as just odd, a small naked boy he did not recognize, looking to be perhaps 6 or 7 years of age, his hands bound.